Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is this Sunday. And today, we're looking at Pakistan, where Christians face legal injustices, honor killings, discrimination, and terrorism. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says, we can pray for encouragement for the Pakistani church, and we know God is working. FMI also works in Bangladesh and Indonesia, where persecution exists, but isn't as harsh.
What's really encouraging, even though it can sound kind of ironic, that Pakistan is one of the hardest places to live as a Christian, this is the place where more evangelism is being done and more people are coming to Christ than we're seeing in the other countries where we operate combined.
For more prayer and action points, go to missionnews.org. From Pakistan, we're heading south of the U.S. border. Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead celebrations, are taking place today throughout Mexico. The holiday is a cultural way to remember people who've died. In northern Mexico, hundreds of families are honoring loved ones who were killed by the drug cartels. But Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says their partner is handing out scripture booklets.
And seeing the churches come alive down there, and it's still a very difficult place to be, but there is a movement of the Spirit there.
Those pocket-sized booklets produced by WMP explain the essentials of the gospel message, and they're translated into hundreds of languages and can be printed for just 5 cents each. You can help send a few at missionnews.org.
So if you have some prayer warriors listening in, we could use prayer for the shipment to northern Mexico.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.